producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. He's going to stay with us through this segment to finish up what we were talking about. Of course, Paul, it's very concerning to see the fact that these things, they're admitting that the Internet of Things that they're going to use for our transportation are not even as secure as our current Internet. And so that brings up the issue of maliciousness. Governments can not only control when and where you travel, not only look at everything that you're doing, but of course they can get rid of you and make it look like an accident. And even if it isn't something malicious like that, anybody who has worked with a computer very much ought to be concerned about the fact that your car is under computer control. That was something that I would never be comfortable with the experiences that I've grown up with Microsoft, Google, the rest of these companies. When you talk about a computer crash, now you're talking about a physical crash. So I'm not going to be one of the people signing up to get into one of these cars. They're going to have to hold a gun to my head to do that.
Yeah, and then even on a personal level, you know, it came out that NSA employees were using the data that they had to spy on ex-lovers and friends and colleagues. I mean, we saw that in Nazi Germany with the Gestapo. They used it to get business advantages over people they despised and people who they were in competition with. So even beyond the level of government surveillance, directly impact people's day-to-day lives.
There was just a story from Jonathan Turley. I was going to talk about this later, but since you brought it up, Alabama's first gay legislator declares that she will out adulterous colleagues who oppose same-sex marriage. She said, if you're going to oppose same-sex marriage on the basis of supporting the family, if I know that you are committing adultery, I'm going to go public with it. And he talks about it from the standpoint, well, this raises a lot of legal issues as to what they might be able to do to her. But I look at this as like, this is the way the government has been, the NSA and other people have been blackmailing people in government for quite a long time. We had a story just a couple of weeks ago about the disappearance of a Hollywood screenwriter and director, Gary DeVore, who was working on a story that he claimed, of course, the storyline was that the entire invasion of Panama was to go down there and to get sex tapes that they were blackmailing government officials with. And he was somebody who had some credibility in that area because he was intricately linked with the CIA as he was working in Hollywood. So, yeah, going in and blackmailing people, especially our government officials, that's one of the reasons why we should all be so concerned about the NSA and the CIA's dragnet spying.
Yeah, because, I mean, surveillance is not just a weapon to be used to track people, to chill free speech, to make them self-censor, to restrict their mobility. It's a political weapon. I mean, we've had many stories about lists of gun owners being published in newspapers. And, you know, the flip side of that, you know where people who don't own guns also live. That's a boon for criminals. You've had a situation in Sweden where they've got lists of people who are anti-immigration in Sweden. And, of course, that could be collected just off social media posts alone. Then people, newspaper editors and other political agitators have actually visited people's houses and harassed them because of their political opinions about immigration. So if you've got a total surveillance society where everything is open to data mining down to the minutiae of people's political opinions, not only does it make them more likely to self-censor, but it also makes it more likely for this surveillance, this information, to be used as a political weapon to smear people, to castigate people, and to harass people.
Absolutely. We've seen it happen in the past, and as we see this gay legislator saying that she's going to out adulterous colleagues if they oppose same-sex marriage, a lot of people, including myself, believe that Justice Roberts was blackmailed when he handed out the opinion on Obamacare, because he wrote both the opposing and the winning decision. And he flip-flopped on that issue, and everybody was really scratching their head as to why he would go from opposing it as a mandate to supporting it and calling it a tax. And so a lot of people believe that there was maybe some blackmail going on at that point in time. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. And, of course, the stories, there's also another story that we were going to talk about we didn't get to that Paul has up. Obese model hailed as a good example for women. Stay with us. We're going to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, January 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Rosa Corey. She wrote the book on Agenda 21 called Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. We're going to talk to her about something that I just saw. And, of course, they're enclosing the net on us right now, I think, with transportation. This is the next big control area that they're putting in place very rapidly. It was less than a year ago that the UK, the European governments, and the U.S. government got into a competition as to who could change their laws quickly enough to allow, quote-unquote, self-driving cars. Of course, those are not self-driven. They're computer-driven. They're government-controlled, government-monitored cars. It's a way for them to enact a complete control grid of you. And, of course, this is something that is being done internationally. Just as we were talking to Paul Joseph Watson about the plans coming out in the U.K., we have plans being made in the United States, as well as mandates coming online with vehicle-to-vehicle communication. But, of course, this all plays into the UN Agenda 21, trying to limit our scope of movement, trying to confine us to certain small areas where we're all going to live in a very high density, essentially making it very easy to control us. not only a prison planet, but that's going to be a plantation planet. It's a way of watching everything we do, keeping us under strict control. It's something we should all be very concerned about. And she's going to talk to us about not only what's happening here in Texas, but what's happening in California, what's happening globally. So wherever you live, this is something that you've already seen to some degree in your area. They may have already enacted part of it in your area without you understanding what's going on. But believe me, there is a lot more coming. Now, we're going to go to some of your calls here in a moment. The number is 800-259-9231. I want to take some of your calls about perhaps some of the transportation issues that we talked about or the global trade issues. Of course, there were people that crashed the Trans-Pacific Partnership meeting in Congress yesterday, protesting it. The fact that we have a massive, sold as a trade agreement. It's not a trade agreement. It is far beyond trade. It has issues that relate to internet control, to copyright. It's going to have massive issues as far as GMO goes, as far as pharmaceuticals go. It is far beyond just a trade agreement. And, of course, it is not a free trade agreement. You don't need thousands of pages of a document negotiated in secret by corporate lobbyists to have free trade. You can have free trade without that. What this is trade that is managed for the benefit of the corporations that are creating this agreement. It's a very dangerous thing, and it goes far beyond trade. And, of course, as we saw the people protesting that, still most people don't really understand that it's even happening, and they don't see it in the bigger picture of things. It's far beyond just losing our jobs and losing our freedoms. It's about consolidating the world into regional blocks that are then joined together. That's the next case that they've done. First, they create the regional blocks like NAFTA. They create the European Union. Then they start consolidating those groups, and that's the stage that we're at now. And of course, this is a secret agreement that we are not allowed to see. We're not allowed to make decisions about our lives. We're not allowed to make decisions about our families, what they're going to have. And of course, that's a big part of Obamacare. You can talk about whether or not it's efficient. You can talk about the data, and you can play games with the data, as we mentioned in the first hour, how they're groovering the data, trying to show that it's actually been a 20% decrease by just looking at a five-year projection, when the 10-year projection from the CBO has increased by 12% in just the last 3 years over a 10-year period. So it's not affordable, but it's not even about that. It's about having the freedom to make the decisions about our lives. And, of course, one of those things is, what are we going to have in our drinking water? We have a California city saying that black sediment-filled tap water is, quote, safe to drink. And if you're watching on video, just take a look at this. Pull this article up, guys, and show them a picture that somebody took of the tap water. I mean, it looks like crude oil coming out of the tap. And, of course, the Golden State Water Company claims that this grotesque, foul-smelling, black sludge, quote-unquote, water is safe to drink. Well, let's see a picture of them drinking that on video. I don't think I would want to drink that. But, of course, if you see the black water coming out, you might start to have questions about whether or not this is safe. But when it is something like fluoride that you can't see, maybe you don't have the same understanding of the danger. We've just had a year of debate in Dallas about whether they're going to take fluoride out of the water supply. Looked like they were going to do it for a while, but then they have just taken the vote and they've decided that they're not going to remove fluoride from the water supply. And that's the way it's being reported in the Dallas Morning News. It's almost as if the fluoride was already there and they decided that they're not going to run everything through a ProPure filter to get it out of there. No, they're putting the fluoride in. It's not a natural situation, and it is not something that you need to do for your health. Look at what they said in the article. They said $1,060,800 is the contract that they have with Mosaic Crop Nutrition to fluoridate Dallas's water. So they're going to a crop nutrition company to get this fluoride to put in the water. Why would they be going to a crop company to put this in? Well, I don't know, but they use fluoride as a pesticide on crops. Maybe that's why they're getting it, because it's not just even the fact that they're putting fluoride in, but it's the form of fluoride that they're putting in. Of course, it's industrial waste from aluminum companies, from nuclear waste, from the processing of nuclear products, uranium. They have been taking this industrial waste from the aluminum and nuclear industries, and instead of those people having to dispose of it as a toxic waste and spend the money, they dump it into our water supply and charge us, in the case of Dallas, $1 million to put this pesticide stuff into the water supply. But of course, it's for the children. That's what they said. The doctor said, yes, saving $1 million would be great, but the cost to our youngest citizens would be higher. They might have a cavity or something. Listen, if you want to take a supplement for your kids, if you want to put something on their teeth, fine. Do you think that it's really safe for your children to mass medicate the public by dumping this into the water? The children are the ones at most risk of getting overexposure to fluoride. And we've had studies over and over again, the Harvard study most recently showing too much fluoride causes a loss of 20 IQ points. They found that in China. 20 IQ points. That's huge. That's a huge difference. That's the difference from a normal intelligence to a moron-level intelligence. 20 IQ points. Now, how do you control the amount of fluoride that anyone gets if you're going to dump it into the water? If you think that it's safe and effective, you may be under-medicating adults. You may be over-medicating children. Should children have the same dosage of any medicine that adults get? Of course not. I mean, it's absolute idiocy, but they can't figure it out because it's not totally black like the water in California. And it's not just that. It's not just the fluoride. But now they're starting a campaign of demonizing people who don't want to get their children vaccinated because of this measles outbreak in Disneyland. And, of course, Rob Dew did an extensive report on that the other night on the Nightly News. We now see that a doctor who is educating the public on vaccines traveling through Australia, this is an article that's up on Infowars.com today, that she's actually getting bomb threats, and she's had to cancel the tour. This is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who we've had on the show here several times, announced that she has had to cancel speaking appearances that were scheduled for Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, and the Gold Coast. The reason was due to pro-vaccine extremists calling for violence and making bomb threats against venue owners and their families in some cities that were originally scheduled for healthy living seminars. See, we can't even talk about this without the extremists threatening people over vaccines. Look at the difference in the way they've reacted to this measles outbreak versus the way they reacted to the Ebola outbreak. They shut down the clinics when they had people come in with measles. They shut them down very quickly. We've got the CDC and all the health officials giving us dire predictions about what's going to happen with measles. I've had measles. I'm not afraid of measles. People my age, all the children were given measles by their parents. Whenever they found a kid down the street had measles, they sent the kids down to get it because it's a minor childhood disease. It's more serious if you get it as an adult. But they wanted the kids to have a good immunity against measles, get it when it wasn't going to affect them that much. It's not the same thing as Ebola, but when Ebola was breaking out, they were reluctant to close down places. They didn't take precautions for a couple of days. That's why nurses got sick. And the CDC was constantly going into the public saying, it's nothing to worry about. Believe me, we've got this all under control. You're not hearing that about measles. They are pushing the hype, the panic, because they want to sell vaccines. Look at this other story. The Palm Desert High School sends home 66 unvaccinated students. Because they had one student showed up with a suspected case of measles. She was cleared to return to class on Tuesday. So it's not even clear that to me that she even had measles. And yet we're hearing things from the parents associated with this Disneyland outbreak. We're hearing there was an article from a parent who was in Alaska. Her daughter had been vaccinated twice for MMR. They went to Disneyland. She came down with measles, and she was absolutely convinced that her child got it from these unvaccinated kids, presumably, who were at Disneyland with measles. The vaccine didn't protect her child. They never entertained the thought that her child might have gotten measles from the vaccine, that patient zero in this Disneyland outbreak could have been a patient who came down with measles after they got vaccinated. That was never an issue. But she ended with the absurd statement that my daughter got measles after she was vaccinated. That's why everybody needs to get vaccinated. It's like, can you say that? If the measles were the vaccines were effective, you wouldn't get measles. And to say that you're going to mandate it on everybody else because it didn't work on your child, absolute insanity. Idiocracy. Maybe it's the fluoride in the water. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
To the Alex Jones Show this Thursday, January 29th, 2015. We're going to go to your calls right now. I'm going to kind of open this up to pretty much any subject for the next half hour or so. When Rosa Corey joins us in the next hour, I'm going to talk to her a little bit about, we're going to talk about Agenda 21. about how it is playing out here in Texas and San Francisco, but of course it is a worldwide issue. It is something that comes from the UN. It's hiding, as she points out in her book, Behind the Green Mask. It's hiding behind a mask of sustainability, of environmentalism. It's sold as, now these other aspects, the transportation parts, being sold as convenient. Don't worry, you won't have to drive your car in your daily commute each day, and we're not going to have any, you're not going to have any problems finding a parking space because these government-controlled, computer-driven cars are going to do all that for you. But of course, they're going to limit when, where, how you can get around. And we're going to be talking to her about that in the next hour. And I want to take some of your calls in that hour about Agenda 21. If you've seen some of these phony consensus meetings that are being proposed by stakeholders and policymakers, and they would like for you and the community to come meet with them and give them your input about this plan that they already know exactly what they're going to do. They're just trying to use it as a control device, is something she talks about and exposes in her book. So if you've had an experience like that and want to make comments about Agenda 21, then we'll take your calls in the next hour. Right now, we're going to just kind of open it up for general comments. Let's go to Patrick in Florida. Patrick, you were wanting to talk about the TSA travel restrictions we were just talking about?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Great. Yeah, I'm escaping the cold from Michigan. I'm down here in Florida, and I went to buy a motorcycle. And we negotiated the price, and we sat down, and we're looking at the paperwork, and there was a $199, you know, admin fee. And I said, you know, what's in that? And the guy said, well, $40 of it is what I have to pay to the TSA to see if you're on the no-fly list. And he said that he had a computer program where you would, you know, enter in my information, come back, yes.
Well, you're starting to break up. You had to pay a fee to the TSA to see if you're on a no-fly list before you could get a motorcycle?
That's correct. It was buried in his administration fee, but he broke down it. He said it was $40 of the $199 that I was going to pay to get the motorcycle that he had to, before he could sell it, see if I was on the no-fly list. So he had a computer program.
Yeah.
It would say yes or no. And then he said if it flashed red, no, that he was instructed to call the sheriff and make up an excuse to detain the individual until such time as the sheriff would get there and arrest him.
This is just beyond belief. The fact that you would have to get the TSA's approval before you can buy a motorcycle. And of course, we know they put a lot of innocent people on the TSA no-fly list. Right after I started here, back in 2012, fall of 2012, we had a guy who was flying on a military plane. His wife was in the military. He was going to meet her in Japan. They stranded him in Hawaii, saying that they discovered once he got to Hawaii that he was on a no-fly list. And guess what? You get to Hawaii, you can't get anywhere if you are on a no-fly list. You can wait around and try to get a slow boat or something like that to get out of there. But this is also a guy who had been vetted by the TSA's own program to work as a transportation worker. He had been vetted by them. He had been vetted by the FBI in terms of firearms licenses somehow, and they would never give him an explanation. Of course, they never do. They never say why you're on a TSA list, no-fly list, and they won't take you off of it. But this also illustrates, Patrick, what we've been saying, and that is that the TSA is not about airplanes. It is about total control of your travel and your movement.
Well, it gets better. Are you ready for the second part?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, what'd they do?
Yeah, he said, so we were talking about how I was going to pay for it, and, you know, he was going to put a surcharge if I used a credit card, anyways, he said that if I paid in cash more than $2,500, that was also reportable to TSA, and that the $10,000 deal is just with the IRS, but there's a $2,500 cash reporting requirement with the TSA.
Yeah, if you have cash, you're a criminal because that takes you out of their surveillance grid. Anybody that wants to get out of the surveillance grid is automatically a criminal. That's what's really, really dangerous about this. Thank you so much, Patrick. Well, that is really amazing. So what he's saying is that he had to pay a fee to the TSA, and they were going to vet to see if he was on the no-fly list before he could purchase a motorcycle. And if he was on the no-fly list, they had to stall him so the sheriff could get there. And, of course, the TSA wants to know if you're buying anything with $2,500 of cash or less. Is this a free country, or have we already descended into tyranny that is beyond what we can believe. And yet, most people don't even realize this. I didn't know that the TSA was doing this for people buying vehicles. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be taking your calls in this half hour. Pretty much on any topic that you want to talk about. We've covered a lot of different things here. In the next hour, we're going to talk to Rosa Corey, who wrote the book Behind the Green Mask. We're going to talk to her about UN Agenda 21. And, of course, we're seeing some aspects of that very publicly rolled out with the mass control of transportation. It's not only in the United States, but it's also in the UK. It looks like they're going to go beyond just these light rail corridors. The next step is actually to move into a kind of government-controlled grid where they take control of your car and actually drive it wherever they want to, restricting your travel. And as we just heard from a caller, the TSA is already telling people when they buy vehicles. He was buying a motorcycle. He had to pay a tax, and the TSA looked to see if he was on a no-fly list before he could buy a motorcycle. And also, if he paid more than $2,500, that had to be reported to the TSA. What do you think they're going to do when they control your car? Do you really want to see that happen? And, of course, light rail has really been where the Agenda 21 people have hung out in terms of trying to create these so-called corridors, merging cities into concentrated areas for the population so they can get us off of the land. But it's not just the trains. They're going to be looking at self-driving cars. This is an article from back in November, this last November. This was from Forbes magazine. And they were talking, Fortune magazine. They said trains and self-driving cars are headed for a political collision. And, of course, they say the promise of what they call autonomous vehicles, they're not autonomous. They're part of the hive, if you will, when the government controls it. I have a self-driving car right now. That's not what I'm going to have in the future. They say it's becoming a popular talking point for opponents of mass transit systems. As one person pointed out, it's like they're designing the Pony Express in the world of the telegraph. That's right. They already know that they're going to roll out these so-called autonomous vehicles where they put all your cars on the Internet of Things and control them. So why do you need light rail to go places? Before they can get these light rail projects built, they're going to have the control of your car. And so it basically makes it into a buggy whip system. But, of course, it was never about transporting people. These light rail issues have never been about mass transportation. It's been about paying off corporate donors. And we were just talking in the last half hour about the Keystone Pipeline, how that shows how owned our Congress is by special interest, by corporate interest. And now the Senate has passed the Keystone Pipeline bill. The House has already passed it 9 times. And so now, the 10th time, the very first order of business when they come back is to pass the Keystone Pipeline. Whether you're for it or not, what it shows is just how corrupt and how driven by a few corporate interests our government is. And it's not just the Republicans. The Democrats are just as guilty. They're going to push through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is also being run by a few corporations who want to use this as part of a kind of global governance. They're going to put themselves on a par with governments when it comes to negotiating effects of their legislation. They can take them to arbitration effect where they have essentially the corporations will have the same power as a state. And we've already seen this happen with NAFTA and with other trade agreements that were smaller. Now they're combining these into a global governance. We've already seen how corporations can go to an arbitration process and get the taxpayers to pay them for damages because they're profits have been hurt because of new legislation. You don't get that kind of protection as an individual. You don't get that kind of protection as a corporation that just does business within one jurisdiction. It's only the giant multinational corporations that are going to get that. And it's just part of the total corruption, the graft, the greed that we see, what we call as crony capitalism. Of course, they're selling that as a kind of capitalism. It is not capitalism. It's anything but. But going back to this trains versus self-driving cars, they point out that the Florida governor, and this whole story in Fortune magazine was about what was going on in Florida. They point out Florida Governor Rick Scott has opposed high-speed rail lines. He's even rejected federal funding for a Tampa to Orlando high-speed rail line because, of course, that's a trap. The government is going to give you a little bit of, the federal government will give you a little bit of money to prime the pump, and then they'll pull it back just like they're going to do with Obamacare. But it says that conservatives really like this idea of autonomous vehicles because they don't understand it's part of the control grid. And we're going to be talking to Rosa Corey about how that's going to play out as they move from light rail corridors to controlling your cars. Before I go back to your calls, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the specials that we run at InfoWarsLife.com. And the one that we got running right now is buy 2 X2 nascent iodines, and you get 1 ancient defense free. And ancient defense, of course, is our new herbal immunity formula. This is a limited introductory offer. You save $20 if you buy 2 nascent iodines and get that 1 ancient defense for free. And, of course, the supplies are limited, and that will be ending soon. Right now, that's a $20 savings if you get 2 nascent iodine and 1 ancient defense for free. And you'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to your calls right now. Let's go to Ramon in Texas. Ramon, you're calling from 90.1 right here in Austin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question, a couple of questions, and then I've got kind of a, what I'm thinking is a solution. I've never really heard anybody talk about it, but and the questions are kind of simple. Are you, do you consider yourself a human being?
Do I? Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you consider a robot a human being?
No.
Do you consider a corporation a human being?
No. I disagree with Mitt Romney on that.
Okay. Do you consider, like, a police dog to have human rights?
No, I don't.
Okay. So it's pretty straightforward. You know, they're moving to a singularity and trying to download their consciousness into, we're talking about the 0.001% or whatever, into a robot. The corporations are gaining more and more rights. They're gaining human rights. And essentially they want to incorporate, at least this is my understanding or my belief or my made up, you know, theory, is that they want to be able to be in control of everything. Speaking of corridors, they want to ship us down the highway like cattle in a corridor.
Absolutely.
You know, they want to
you are their slaves,
you are
their chattel, and as I said before, you know, it's not going to be a planet, it's going to be a plantation if they have their way.
Absolutely. So basically, here's the string that ties everything. That if we pull on that string, maybe it'll unravel a good portion of it. But if we were to, if everyone that has an agenda or a program or a voice or whatever, if we were able to unitedly push for legislation creating a human being as a human being, as a genetic, you know, Adam and Eve, I don't know exactly. I mean, I can think of a lot of things that would go into that. And then a corporation, which is pretty obvious, is not a human being, does not have rights like a human, then if we were to pull that string and unravel, it would unravel a lot of their structure and a lot of their laws that are allowing them to medicate us without permission, you know, to treat us like animals, essentially.
Well, you know, absolutely. You know, Ramon, there's a lot of prevarication that goes on when they start taking our rights away. You know, one of the things is going in and playing with definitions, like who is a human, who has rights, as you point out, giving special rights to police dogs while the police will shoot your own dog at your house in a heartbeat, even if they're mistakenly on your property, even if the dog is no threat. But if anything happens to a police dog, it's treated as if you attacked a police officer. So we have these types of things. I think we really need to call them on it. I want to talk to Hugo de Garis. We've been trying to reach him as someone who has been involved in trying to create artificial brains. He's very skeptical of the singularity. And, of course, I am too. There's absolutely no way, even if you could transfer a copy of everything that you know into some machine, that is not going to be you. That's going to be a copy of you. It may be a good copy. It may not be a good copy. Who knows? It might be something like Multiplicity. Remember that movie from the 90s, I think it was, Michael Keaton? He cloned himself, and of course the clones come out exactly like him, fully mature, the same age that he is. And then one of the clones makes a copy of him, of itself, and it doesn't quite, it's pretty stupid. It's walking into walls, and basically points out, well, it's kind of like, you know, when you make a copy on a photocopier, each successive generation, you lose a little bit there. Regardless, it gets to the point of whether or not you make a copy, it is still not you. We need to talk about what consciousness is. How do you define consciousness? It's not just about processing power. When you talk about the multiplication of technology, you talk about Moore's Law with computer processing, doubling in power every 18 months, extrapolating that out and saying, yeah, we're going to have the computer power to have self-aware machines. Well, you need to talk about what consciousness is. But I'm really concerned about how this is going to be used by the technocratic elite that we were warned about by Eisenhower. It's not just the military-industrial complex, of course. What he warned us about was how research and how the universities would be taken over by the military-industrial complex. And we see pretty much that they're running all of the research right now, them and corporations like Google. And, of course, the potential for this, even if it doesn't become a self-aware machine, the potential for damage, the potential for massive abuse of power using this kind of technology as a leverage is something we really ought to be concerned about. And before I move on to the next call, there was an article that I saw not too long ago. It's called The Knowledge, London's Legendary Taxi Driver Test. This is where, if you're not from the UK, you don't know anything about what happens in London. They have an incredibly complex road network there, constantly changing names. It's twisting and turning because it has evolved over several hundred years. So the taxi drivers there had to do what they call do the knowledge. They would get on a motorcycle and they would ride the streets of London until they had it absolutely memorized. And they say, as these taxi drivers are in the fight for their life against Uber and GPS devices, they say, is there an argument for learning as an end in and of itself? And they point out that the posterior hippocampus, known to be important for memory, is bigger in London taxi drivers than in most people. And successful knowledge candidates, they see the hippocampus enlarge as they go through the learning process, through the test. Maybe we should ask if, instead of being so concerned about developing artificial intelligence, maybe we should start developing human intelligence. Because the opposite is also happening. We're also seeing our ability as humans, as we can become more and more dependent on electronic media, as we become more and more the vassal slaves of the technology that is supposed to serve us, we find ourselves atrophying, not only physically, but mentally. And I think that's a very dangerous thing. I think we need to reserve certain areas and understand that if we make ourselves totally dependent on technology, that's a very dangerous thing in and of itself. It atrophies even our brain. Let's go to Karen in Arizona. Karen?
I know a couple of state senators. And I called them up after they, you know, Alex mentioned about this course at ASU, Haiti Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell, I'm going to name his name if it's okay. State this Senator Russell Pierce. I called his office and I says, I don't like the idea of having a course in Haiti Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you know, he has a constitution, freedom of speech. And I said, yes, but what this is about teaching hate. And
yes.
And I said, there's a difference. So, people, you got to call State Representative Russell Pierce and really hold a line on, and, you know, and tell him, you know, this is, there's a fine line in freedom of speech. But there's also a fine line. I said, if you know, what if they have a course hating black, you know, blacks? I said there would be an uprising, as you know what. So they said, well, we're going to send a letter, and concerning this course. And I thought, you know, we got it. I says, no, we have to defend this course.
Well, you know, the universities have for quite some time, the entire education system, of course, is part of a control grid to manipulate the way people think of things. And this is something that's been going on. I saw elements of this when I was in college 20, 30 years ago. How long has it been now? Maybe it was longer than that. But it's definitely longer than 20 years ago. 30, 40 years, maybe. Anyway, I saw elements of that when I was there. There was a lot of, there was definitely an agenda that's being put out to people, and of course we've talked about this extensively, but this is just yet one more example of how they try to use a divide and conquer. And of course, speech that is directed towards white people can be very hateful and not tolerated by, against any other minority group. It's something that we need to look out for. But anybody that has a kid in college, you really need to be aware of this. You really need to talk to your kids. Make sure they're grounded before you send them to a college, because they're going to come after their faith. They're going to come after their understanding of the way the world works. They have a socialist agenda that is going to be also a racist agenda that they're going to try to incorporate into that. Thank you so much, Karen. And yeah, people need to be aware of that and try to talk to your representatives about it. But personally, I gave up on the college system a long time ago. Let's go to John in California. John?
David, I want to broach the subject about how to restore the republic. We tried the ballot box in 2008 and 2012. The latest crop of Republican legislators that have come into the Senate have almost immediately renounced their Tea Party roots because they were told to do so by the leaders. And there's only one way we're going to avoid civil war, and that is to have a counter coup against the foreign offshore banks that have taken control of our country. And the military must intervene as soon as possible and arrest the entire leadership of the House and the Senate, as well as the president. They must be arrested.
The problem is, I think that you've got an information war that you need to fight. I think there's also possibilities of peaceful resolution of this at the state level. We've seen some positive signs out west. At the state level, we have some good representatives if they will exercise their control. I think we haven't done anything at the jury box. You know, you got not only the ballot box and the cartridge box, you've also got the jury box where you can exercise power. That's a very effective place to shut down laws that are out of control. I understand that Washington is totally taken over by criminals, but I basically, I'm not looking for some savior to get elected as president or even as a senator or as a congressman. We have a few good senators, a few good congressmen, not enough to make a difference. I think we have to work outside the system. I'm not ready to see it go violent. And yet, I think there's too many things that we need to do. We need to build a much larger consensus. If we have a large consensus, we can do it peacefully. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify, and Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're taking your calls, and I want to go as quickly as I can to the people who have been holding. We're going to have Rosa Corey joining us in the next hour talking about Agenda 21, her book, Behind the Green Mask. And we're going to take calls after we talk to her. We're going to take some of your calls for her about Agenda 21 in the next hour. But right now, we're kind of open lines in terms of any subject. Let's go to Jim in Connecticut. You said you wanted to talk about fluoride.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to talk about fluoride. I'm with We Are Change Connecticut, and I actually did a two-year campaign in the city of Waterbury. And we actually get our fluoride from Old Day Crop Nutrition also. I was actually talking to the chemist down there for a couple of days until she realized what my agenda was. But I actually pulled an FOIA report from the city of Waterbury on what the test of the fluoride is before it's administered into the water. And you already know this. In the report, lead and arsenic was in the fluoride. And like you said before, the reason why is how they get the fluoride, it's how they scrub and produce the phosphate.
Yes.
For the crops and all that beautiful jazz. So, you know, it's funny how I went through a big, huge campaign in the city of Waterbury, and I actually had a newspaper meet with me with an alderman, and they had to do a huge damage report a couple weeks later about what I did.
So, you know, it's interesting when you look at the situation in Dallas where they talked about it for a year, and then last minute they pulled out and they didn't stop the fluoridation of the water. It largely broke down on the word of dentists versus the people who were there against fluoride. And they said, well, just because a dentist says it doesn't mean you should do it. So when they get into that kind of an argument, they're going to lose that argument because the people of the town council, if they don't know what's going on, if they really aren't doing it because they're being paid to do it, if there's some question about it, you're going to lose that kind of an argument. I think you need to take it from the standpoint of what you did, doing a Freedom of Information request, looking at the contents of what they're actually putting in, pointing out that it is a very hazardous substance. We had people here at InfoWars before I ever came on board, went down to the city of Austin, took pictures secretly of the fluoride container that was being dumped into the water supply here. It was a class 4 toxin. They had it marked on the tank, and you could see the corrosion on the pipes. It was absolutely amazing. That's what you need to focus on. This is harmful. You can see that it's harmful. This is not even the fluoride that you'd be given as a supplement. And then talk about, do you really want to try to mass medicate people through the water supply? Is that an effective way to do it? How do you control the dosage? Well, the simple fact is you can't control the dosage. And you shouldn't be force medicating people with anything. It's not a harmless thing. No medication is. You have to watch what you take regardless of whether it is something that is very dangerous. You can take too much of anything. So you don't have any way to control the dosage when you dump it into the water supply. You certainly don't have any way to protect the children. Thank you so much, Jim. I hope you get it out of the water there in Waterbury. Are they still working on that? Or how did that turn out? Oh, he's gone. Okay, sorry. Let's go to Nick in California. Nick, you also want to talk about fluoride, and you said you're on KOMY 1340 AM.
You can probably tie into it. Well, but the fluoride, I live near Watsonville. Hello, David.
Hey. Yeah?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
In Watsonville, they voted against a new system to put fluoride in the water. The state came back and said, we've got a program. You have to have the system if there's somebody who will finance it. And that didn't go away until the backer pulled out. We're in a strawberry area, and where you scream against like methyl bromide. And the methyl iodine was sort of the same story. We're going to have it. They're throwing away everybody's law. Until Fukushima came, the Japanese company who was making the product, methyl iodine,
They're jamming it down people's throats, and they don't really care. If you get it done at the local level, they're going to come in and try to override it. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. Rosa Corey in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.